What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. No Jimmy Van here today for The List Goes On. Just me. We're hanging out. We're going to read a few questions. This won't be the full 10 minutes or anything like that, but we'll talk about some of the scoops that we've reported on Fightful Select over the last couple of days. First off, shout out to Corey Brennan, who has been helping us out an awful lot with NXT scoops. If you haven't been following him, he is a great addition to our team. And then we got Sayaka Nakajima interviews from Scott Edwards. Sorry, I got a hiccup there. My God. Raw plans, all that good stuff. We had a bunch of news around things like that throughout this weekend. Randy Orton related stuff. WWE sources told me that they think they'll probably end up extending his time due to injury and all that. But let's go ahead and talk about some things that we had reported today. Bryan Danielson, the injury scare, really some concern trolling online from fans that are like, oh my God, of course they got him in position to get hurt. Listen, fellas, he bladed. He handed the blade off to Aubrey Edwards. A bunch of people in the crowd saw it. It's a taped show. They can get away with it a little bit more egregiously. Like, damn. It's just one of those things where he's working. Why wouldn't he work? Why wouldn't he try to make you feel more injured than what he already was? Now, we got this WrestleTix newest tweet, eyeball emoji. Why don't you tell me? Just tell me what it is, friend. I don't know. What are we doing? Listed an AEW date for Quebec on March 27th. Is that it? What is it? But Bryan Danielson's working. He's fine. I think he's at Dynamite now. He's supposed to be on the show in some capacity. Supposed to be just fine. Good to go. He's all right, guys. Chill. Let me tell you about the story I'm very excited to report. It looks like Kyle O'Reilly might be all right, too. Now, I say this because a few months ago, there were people that I had heard from that were like, that man may never wrestle again. And I held off on reporting that. Because one, I get to decide kind of where I draw the line on reporting things, but he went through a very, very rough injury. And I don't want to put a death sentence on somebody's career or anything like that. So I didn't want to be the person that put out there like, you know what? They don't know if this guy's ever going to be able to wrestle. And there's another reason I didn't want to. Saray is wrestling. Adam Copeland's wrestling. Sheamus is still wrestling when they thought that he was cooked. I don't know for sure that dude is coming back, wrestling, full strength, all that. He has been backstage at numerous AEW Dynamite episodes in recent months. Now, what we are going to do now is wildly speculate. Because, listen, man, we got this devil gimmick. We got a bunch of henchmen, stuff like that. I'm like, okay, it would make an awful lot of sense, right? With the Adam Cole involvement. So there'd be Cole, there'd be O'Reilly, there'd be Taven, there'd be Bennett. There's four of them. Could a fifth be a little fishy fish? Or is it the Wardlow thing? Because that man came out with his hair all messed up, right? All messed up. I hadn't heard anything about Bobby Fish potentially getting signed, but listen, if they wanted to do that down the line, that would make sense. But listen, man, one of my dream matches is Undisputed Era versus the Elite. Now, I don't know that we will see that because those two ships passing in the night seem to be missing each other again, but Roddy, Kyle, Adam Cole against Omega and the Bucks are one of my biggest dream matches. I want to see that so bad. But Kyle, Taven, Bennett, Roddy, Cole. Ooh. Could Britt be involved? Could Wardlow be involved? I love a good whodunit, man. I love a good whodunit. Speaking of, any of y'all watching that new Fargo?
Shit!
It's really good. First season was one of my favorite seasons of any show ever. The second season was absolute fire. I'm watching this season, and it is killer. I was, third, not so great. Fourth, this season is incredible. Go watch that. I think Britt's tweet about being upset was a work. No, it was not. It was not a work. And I want to say this again. I have an incredible amount of respect for Britt Baker, for the things that she has experienced, overcome, and been through that nobody knows about. She is tough as fuck. She is one of the toughest people that you will ever meet in pro wrestling. Period. Period, point blank, end of story. Nicholas says, apparently Baron Corbin won a Jiu-Jitsu tournament this weekend. Did WWE know about that? If yes, why did they not let him promote it? It opens up more doors with the UFC merger. You know, I'll find out. I'll ask about it. I don't think they have a problem with people doing like grappling tournaments or anything like that. If it was something striking based, they would. I know that there, I can't remember who it was that was supposed to have an MMA fight. Was it Xia Li? But grappling is, listen, you can do that and be fine the next day. Like, you'll be all right as long as you don't get your knee torn out or anything like that. Any word on that offer WWE made to Julia? I haven't heard that they made an offer. I've heard that they're interested. Thoughts on WWE not selling DVDs anymore? Well, friend, look behind me. So I left the majority of my pay-per-view DVDs back at the old house. Got another family member that's living in the house that I used to live in. But I keep all these documentaries, features, and things like that because a lot of them are not on the network, and I'll go through them. I think that's a good ass video for the future. That's a good members only and select video for like when we miss a list goes on. I'll go through some of my favorites from WWE, some of my favorites outside, and like I've got some TNA ones, I got some indie ones as well. So that will, I used to do the figure haul stuff and the card hauls. We'll do DVD haul type of stuff in the future, but I'm bummed out, man. I'm bummed out. Tom LaValle says, last jiu-jitsu match I ever did nearly twisted my knee off in my 40s, not in great shape. The first one I ever did, I wrecked my ankle, and I didn't even know what I did, man. Didn't even know what I did. And yes, Nicholas, I agree. Plenty of opportunities for co-promotion with Fight Pass Invitational. So I thought that they should be doing this more with like Lashley, with Karrion Kross, with Corbin if he wants to do it. And he told me he'd be interested in doing stuff like that as well, because I asked him about that because he was considered for the Ultimate Fighter at one point, if you remember. What's a promotion you wish WWE did a documentary on similar to AWA and WCCW? Lucha Underground or Wrestling Society X? Even if it's not WWE, somebody, I would love one from that. I think that would be really, really cool to do. I would love both of those. I love that question, Patrick. Who is the best drop to hold in wrestling? I was flattered by the number of wrestlers that who have worked that I looked up to. And they sent me very nice comments about the drop toe hold. I was very flattered by that. Guys, I am wrapping up. I'll be back at the AEW Dynamite post show tonight. Hot diggity damn, I'm here. I hope you guys join me 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. Myself and Shazza are going to go over the ins and outs of our match. And I know some of you won't give a shit, and that's completely fine. But I'm looking at this and I'm like, I want to be as transparent with our audience as possible because I'm in the business of being transparent about other people's stuff. So I want to do that as well. Yes, a WWA documentary would be great. Nicholas says, since we're on the subject matter, doing one round 60-minute grappling exhibitions for charity between December 16th and January 28th. SRS won a grapple. No, absolutely not. I grappled with one of my former teammates to get ready for this match, and it is a different type of conditioning, and I'm a little rusty in that sense. I've still got some, my striking wits about me, but I can manage my breathing pretty well with sparring and stuff like that. Grappling was a lot different. I went through a couple rounds of that, and you know what? I'll train some more and do stuff like that, and maybe do some charitable stuff for submission grappling and stuff like that. We'll see down the line. But, and Nicholas, you seem like a good dude. The only people I'll do that for or with are good people and people who let me do it for charity. All the time I see people say, why don't you box Brad Shepard and Billy Batty? Because they're pieces of shit. They're not going to benefit from me. Absolutely not. I'm not giving them any clout. I'm not even going to give them the clout of being a part of a viral clip where I kick them in the head. Ain't happening. They ain't going to benefit at all from me. What we're going to benefit is good people like Shazza, good companies like Black Label Pro, good causes like the National Alliance on Mental Illness. That's the stuff I want to do. I want to help people that are good people. All right, guys, we're out.